Good morning, Seedbed. In the words of that great text, which has become such an enlivening text for those of us in Seedbed Nation, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Good morning, everyone. It's so wonderful to be back in the Psalms on Sunday. And today, we're in Psalm 33.
And this is such a gorgeous psalm. I imagine, like, picture with me the creation account from Genesis 1. And then instead of reading that account, picture it as bursting forth into song and being set to music. That's what we have in Psalm 33. It's a joyful celebration of the whole creation set to music. And so the tune of the ash grove, which is a lovely folk tune, is just perfect for this psalm. It just explodes with beauty, with a lilting kind of lyric melody. And we're just going to sing this psalm, and then Tim's going to reflect on it. But I want to just say before we begin that neither of us has what one would call a good singing voice, like the recording kind of voice or leading worship kind of voice that we often think somebody needs to have when they lead worship. But that's the whole point, is that God's voice that he's given us is what he wants to hear. And so we are, you know, encouraging you, giving you courage by our recording of this every week to say every voice is a good singing voice before the Lord. And so join with us as we sing with our ordinary voices, Psalm 33 to the tune of the ash grove.
Sing unto the Lord with joy, all of you righteous. It's fitting for all of the upright to praise. With harp and with lyre, make music before him. Sing new songs, play skillfully, joyous shouts raise. The word of the Lord is both upright and true, and the Lord's ever faithful in all that he does. The Lord loves pure justice and righteousness ever. The earth overflows with his unfailing love. The Lord by his word made the heavens above us. Their starry host came by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of seas into jars, and he puts the deep oceans into his storehouse. Let all the earth fear him. Let people revere him. He spoke and creation all came forth to be. The Lord foils the plans of the peoples and nations, but his plans and purpose firm ever will be. How blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he chose for his own heritage. From heaven he looks down and sees all the people. From where the Lord dwells, he sees all on the earth. He forms all their hearts and sees all that they do, and no king can be saved by his army or might. A horse is a vain hope, for it can't deliver. Despite its great strength, it can't save you from plight. The eyes of the Lord are on all those who fear him, upon those who hope in his unfailing love. Our hope is in him who alone can deliver from death and keep life when the famine does come. We wait for the Lord, who's our help and our shield, and in him we rejoice as we trust in his name. Lord, may your unfailing love rest upon us as we place our hope in you, always the same.
Amen. Well, Psalm 33, as Julie said, this is Genesis 1 set to worship. Psalm 3 celebrates the awesome majesty and kingly sovereignty of God as the creator of the universe. This psalm in particular calls the righteous to gather and celebrate the power of God's word. The psalmist rejoices in the power of God's word, which is a source of the whole created order. Verse 6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. Just think, he spoke and it was. This psalm teaches an important doctrine of creation that in theology we call this ex nihilo. This is a phrase that means out of nothing. In other words, God did not use any previously existing materials to shape and form the universe. If we go out to make something, we go to Home Depot, we buy some lumber, we bring it back, we make something. This is not that. This is God creating out of nothing but the power and vibrancy and efficacy of his spoken word. The psalm then establishes that God is the creator and the power of his word to create the universe, but then it moves from the power of God to the purpose of God. We can be confident in the purposes of God in creating the world. In other words, we are created for a purpose. It then moves and helps us see that the plans of the Lord stand firm to ever, the purpose of his heart through all generations, verse 11. As sure as the earth's presence, so sure we are, can be of the purposes of God. Therefore, the psalm calls the nations of the world to trust in the Lord. Quote, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Verse 12, it's the covenantal name for God there. The leaders of the nations are called to not put their hope in their military strength, which for them meant the size of armies and the number of horses, but to trust in his greater strength and power. If you feel powerless today, or somehow that you don't have purpose, or that the purposes of God himself are somehow thwarted in a world as evil and wicked as ours, then take heart. Psalm 33 reminds us that God is in control of human history. His plans will unfold according to his eternal and unchanging purposes. You can count on it. God will not have his plans thwarted. Though hell rise up and all of evil shake the world, in the end, God's purposes will be established on the earth. And we can promise you this one great truth that already has been shown to us in Revelation 11:15. There will be one last headline, and this is the last headline of all the newspapers and blogs and radio programs, everything else in the world, will be this. Revelation 11:15, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
Amen. And I want to just say one more thing that really struck me as we were singing through this psalm. You know, we have as part of the liturgy in the church, this beautiful refrain of the whole earth is full of his glory. The whole earth is full of his glory. And it's so true. But this psalm, in the midst of celebrating the creation of the whole earth, has this beautiful truth in verse 5, the whole earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord, the hesed, the steadfast love, that in addition to the Lord's glory, the whole earth is full of his steadfast love. And then towards the end of the psalm in verse 18 and again in 22, it circles back to that. I just love this threefold witness of the steadfast love of the Lord. In verse 18, the eye of the Lord is on all those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love. His steadfast love is there filling the whole earth, but it's upon us to hope in it, to set our eyes upon it and to set our hope in it. And then the whole psalm ends with this beautiful blessing. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. So this day, We'll just end with that benediction. Let the steadfast love of the Lord be upon you, even as we hope in Christ.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Bless you all.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.